Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout glory. If you're happy to listen to this message, shout glory. May the Lord Himself speak to us through the Holy Spirit, give us understanding and the willingness to be obedient in the name of Jesus. The topic of today's message is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is one, and there are nine parts to that fruit of the Spirit. As we can read from Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So the fruit of the Spirit is one, and it has nine parts to it. The parts we want to look at today is long suffering, which is the same thing as patience. Long suffering is the same thing as patience. Now let's go to the background of this particular topic, the fruit of the Spirit. First and foremost, you must accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. In other words, you must be saved. Once you are saved, then the Holy Spirit of God will come and dwell inside of you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are children of God. Romans 8:14. To be qualified to be in the family of God, you must be saved. And the confirmation is the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. So therefore, if the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you richly, then you will bear the fruit of the Spirit. All these nine parts must be present in your life, in my life. Praise the Lord. So, and patience, which is the one we are looking into today, is defined as ability to tarry, ability to wait, ability to suffer for a while. And as the Bible, we look at our text today, if we look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, it reads, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and said to you." So, to be perfect in the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit must be born by you. And patience, the one we are looking at now, means that you will suffer a while. You must be ready to bear affliction. And then you will become perfect. That is the word of God. Patience is the ability to wait and suffer for a while. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Now, what it is, we just mentioned it, what patience is. Patience is means tarrying in the presence of the Lord, waiting on the Lord. This is very, very essential as children of God. We need to be able to wait on the Lord. Let's look at Romans 5. Romans 5. And we're going to look at verses 3 and 4. Romans 5, 3 and 4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patient, and patient experience, and experience hope. In other words, when you are being troubled, when you are waiting in tribulation, it leads to patience. Patience will lead to your experience, and that experience will work at hope and bring to pass the will of God in our life. So the ability to suffer, the ability to wait on the Lord is patient. Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles. They shall run and not faint. In other words, when you are patient, God will strengthen you that you will not fail, that you will not faint, that you will not fall. And then you become strengthened, then you become perfect. Patient means to wait until your joy is full. Patient means to wait for the will of God. Patient is the fruit of the Spirit that we all must exhibit as children of God if we are to become perfect. Let us look at the book of James. James chapter 5. We are going to read a number of verses there. James chapter 5. And let us start with verse 10 and 9. James 5, 10 and 9. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, James 5, verses 7 and 8. Verses 7 and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of earth, and has long patience for it, until he received the early and the later rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draws near. Be ye patient. Establish your heart, because the will of God is coming to pass in your life. And if we read further in verses 10 and 11, we will see an example of somebody that waited for the Lord. That person is Job. I will read verses 10 and 11. Take my brother the prophet, who has spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You must be ready to endure affliction and suffering for you to be perfect. And that is what is called patience. When you are enduring affliction, you are being patient. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord was very pitiful and of tender mercy. In other words, Job is an example of somebody that waited until his joy was full. That is what is expected of every child of God. Wait patiently for the Lord. Because one thing we are sure, the Lord will not fail. If he says it, it is done. We are to wait patiently. And we know from the example of Job, that Job, though initially he was fearful, And we know that the enemy used that vulnerable part of his life to afflict him. But Job was suffering in righteousness because God counted him as a righteous person. Yet he was suffering. So while he was suffering, he was patient. And that is what the Bible is essentially telling us in this instance. He waited. And we know that his end was better than the former. He lost his daughters and son, and he gained them at the end of his life. And all his property that is lost, he got double out of it. We can see that from Job 42. Job chapter 42. We'll read the end of Job there. But the story of Job is not what we are talking about. We're just taking at the example of Job. He was patient in affliction, in tribulation, and he was made perfect. May that be our portion in the name of Jesus. As I said earlier on, waiting patiently will bring our joy to fulfillment. Be ready to endure suffering. It is what is going to lead us to what God has designed for us before the foundation of the world. We are to wait patiently, and when we do, we are sure definitely that the glory of God will come to pass in our life. Now, this kind of suffering we are talking about is not a suffering that is due to one sin. It's not because you sin and you are suffering for your sin, or because you did something wrong and you are reaping the fruit of your labor. No, the kind of suffering we are talking about is the kind of suffering that Job had. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, 1 Peter 3, 17, said, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil." In other words, if you are suffering, let it be for well-doing than suffering for evil. Amen? In verse 14 of the same book, 1 Peter 3:14, "But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." So in other words, when we are talking about patient, it means you are suffering because of righteousness. You are suffering not because of something you did wrong, but you are suffering in order for God to bring out the beauty in you, in order for the fulfillment of God's promises in your life. And as we have seen earlier on, Job as an example of that. Now we know that waiting is very, very difficult. The last thing anyone wants to do is to wait. As human beings, when we want something, we want it yesterday. Not today, yesterday. Not tomorrow. But if you are going to get a perfect blessing from God, we must be ready to wait and suffer in righteousness and well doing. So in this case, the only way we can wait, that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us, is that we wait on God in prayer, in supplication, with thanksgiving, and making our request known. Number two, we'll stay focused. We take ourselves out of an alternative. No stress, no shortcut. Just wait on the Lord. Because He is the one that has promised. He will definitely do it. Because that is the assurance of our God. That when He says something, when He says it, He will do it. Amen? Unless God has not said it, but if He says it, it is done. Habakkuk 2, chapter 3. The book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yes for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That is what we are talking about. If God says it, if it's in the will of God, if it's in the plan of God for your life, if it is good for you, it might take time, but it will come at the appointed time. The appointed time is the time that God has chosen. The appointed time is not the time that you want it. It's not the time that you are expecting it. Unless you are appointed, unless the time you want it is the same thing as the appointed time of God. But when you wait, you tarry in the presence of the Lord, it will surely come. It will never fail. So I encourage you this morning that you wait on the Lord. Have patience. No matter what you are going through, no matter how difficult it is, but wait. Be patient. Suffer any affliction that comes in, knowing very well that what you are hoping for, that's what you are waiting for, what you are expecting will be worth it. And my prayer is that that spirit, that fruit of the Spirit of God will be born in our life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord help us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So long.